Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your girl, Tasha Little Queen, here on the Hip Hop Christian Connection, better known as the HHCC. I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. Yay! 2019, and the government is shut down. How about that? What a way to kick off a year, to have a government that is shut down. Like, that is so brilliant, Donald Trump. I'm just going to say that. I know a lot of these people that did lose their jobs, their federal government jobs. Like, I feel sorry for them. They may not be getting a check this week. Like, that's hard. The unemployment rate then went all the way up. But God is still good anyway. And he will bless those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just felt like preaching right there. Anyway, I got a good show lined up for y'all as always. I got some new music. Something that you will all enjoy. But I want to go and talk about the trending topic of the week. The trending topic of the week. Drum roll, please. That's right. Mr. R. Kelly. Robert Sylvester Kelly. Mr. Bump and Grind himself. Mr. Seems Like I'm Ready. Mr. Give Me That Honey. Okay, look. I'm telling on myself. Yeah, I know the song. I ain't going front. I was someone who did listen to R. Kelly. But listen, y'all, I'm gonna give my opinion about the situation. There was a docuseries that came out on Lifetime last week about R. Kelly. It's called Surviving R. Kelly, about victims who have been with R. Kelly, who have sexually been with R. Kelly, and they talk about how he abused them, how he starved them, how he, you know, just did things, his ways, his dark side. Talked about his case that he had so many years ago, and it's a whole 6-part docu-series. His wife is on it. Well, his ex-wife is on there. And if you have not seen it, you need to see it. It needs to be seen. It needs to be sold. It has to be. Because it's so much. I ain't gonna lie. Part of me, I'm not gonna tell y'all yet. I can't tell y'all yet. I fell asleep on a little bit of it. I will say that. But for the most part, I did see it. Y'all have to see this docu-series. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's really, really crazy. And the man's birthday just passed. He had a whole birthday. Shout out to R. Kelly. Happy birthday. He's still a human. That's all I'm saying. Oh, I can't wait to give you all my opinion. I might get stoned to death. I might not get stoned to death. I might get hugs. Whatever. I'm just going to let y'all know how I feel. But I want to hear from my peoples. I need to hear from my peoples. 347-539-5729. Call in. 347-539-5729. We're going to kick this joint off with a little bit of Jordan Armstrong with his new single called Tomorrow.
So you better get right. You better get right.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood in the hills. You inked up signing all the deals, and life's so crazy like your morning. And I know you probably wake up like Beyonce. Yeah, wake up feeling good as you should. Your life's good. Grip the cup, Tiger Woods. Yeah, I know you know that everybody wants to pay souls. Let's go. There you go. Get up in the morning. Where you going? Got places to go for the moment. Chasing all your goals. Yeah, you own it. He's calling for ya. Don't let the moment pass ya. No, no. But you say I know. Said I got all my life. promise to you, you better get right. Oh, tomorrow's not promised to you, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow's not promised to you.
Ever since the first day, I never wanted this to end. This was love at first sight, yeah, love at first sight. When everything was going wrong, you made it alright. You told me I'm better, better than I knew. Now you help me do all things in you. Tell me, where do I begin? You are like my favorite friend. Love so incredible, never want it to end. Oh, how I love you, let's stay together. I wanna bless up, I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up, I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody, that you are the greatest, and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you, let's stay together. I wanna bless up, come on, let's bless up. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. Just ask my friends, they know. When it comes to you, I'm sold. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Where you leave me, I'ma follow. Not talking about pics on the gram, but where you leave me, I'ma follow. Anywhere you go, I don't really care. Cause anywhere you're not, I don't wanna be there. The question is, will I leave you? The answer is, oh no. I feel this love in my soul, and I just wanna let the world know. Let the world know. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. I'm talking about bless up. I wanna know you better. Come on and bless up. I'm talking about bless up. Wanna tell everybody, gotta tell everybody, that you are the greatest and you can't be replaced. Oh, how I love you. Let's stay together. I wanna bless up. Come on, let's bless up. I can't hide that I like you. No one like, no one like, no one like you. And you make me come alive, and I feel like I can fly. Brought me so far, that's a fact, and I'm never going back. Let's stay together, let's stay together. I wanna bless up, I wanna bless up. Talking about bless up, talking about bless up. I wanna know you, I wanna know you. Know you better, know you better. Come on, let's bless up.
On the HHCC, the Hip Hop Christian Connection. That was Corinne Hawthorne with her new song entitled Blessed Up. Shout out to Corinne on her Grammy nominations and her Stellar Award nomination. Girl, you doing your thing. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. But yo, I want to get back to the trending topic, R. Kelly. Now, for those of y'all that are just tuning in, I was talking about earlier that there was a docuseries on the Lifetime Network called Surviving R. Kelly. Several women came forth with allegations of R. Kelly sexually, physically, and mentally abusing them. Now, I was always told there's three sides to every story. Your side, their side, and the truth. We don't know. We're just the audience that we're watching the show. We don't know if it's true or not. Everyone has different opinions. I talked to some people that say, he did that, I believe he did that, he had the hand problem, blah, blah, blah. And I have some people that's saying, oh no, they're just, you know, trying to get him for his money. All right, so I'm gonna just go ahead and make y'all wait a little bit more for my opinion. Gotcha. I got some more music coming up on the way, but before I get into that, I want to give a big shout out to Glorious Hair Salon by Miss Toya Bateman Elmore. She takes care of my daughter's hair, and she will be doing my hair pretty soon because I get tired of these things sometimes. Honey, my edges are disappearing. I need my hair did. Toya, can you hook me up, please? Thank you for being a faithful listener to the HHCC, the Hip Hop Christian Connection. So we're going to jump into this music again, and I felt like playing a oldie but goodie, and since we are on the topic of R. Kelly, let's jump right into it with one of his hit songs, one of his biggest songs of his career, I Believe I Can Fly.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
listen to the Hip Hop Christian Connection with my niece, Tasha Little Queen, from the LoveZoneUSA.com. Yo, Tosh, am I getting paid for this, man? Yo, I hope I'm getting paid for this.
Let me talk about it. I've been up and down. Don't know about it. I hope I come around. I hear a lot of things. Got me in my feelings. Is it really real? I just wanna feel it. I know I need you, but tell me what I'm needing. Are you the thing that can heal me from the bleeding? I just wanna love you, same way that you love me.
You love me, oh yeah.
All of these questions got me feeling so guilty.
Clouding my brain now. I want peace, but my heart breaks into pieces. And freedom is a foreign feeling that I never felt before. I don't feel no pain no more. And it's a price to pay for me. Yeah. I got a lot of bumps in the road. I ain't gonna sweat it.
Nope, nope, nope.
Whole team make a way.
You should know about it. Oh. I'm so thankful. Let me hear you sing it out loud.
I'm so thankful.
You got everybody singing now.
But I know you're there when I'm doubting.
Whenever I'm doubting, oh,
took it all away.
He took it all
away.
Oh, yes, he did.
This is not the end.
Oh,
so
it's not the end.
This is not the end.
Let me
so
say
now
like
this.
Surfing on a new title, like, oh, oh, ooh, you got me feeling like, oh, oh, oh. Call me the tidal wave in the sand too. I'm marching through the city like a bando. Huh. Chris Breezy with the dance moves. Cause when you living wavy, they can't stand you. Nah, they don't know how I used to be. I'm living good now, get used to me. Down bad's where I used to be, but now I'm so wavy.
So
we are back on the Hip Hop Christian Connection. It's your girl Tasha Little Queen. And that was the song Wavy by Spencer K featuring Jordan Armstrong. Y'all, don't forget the phone lines are open. The number is 347-539-5729. And I do have someone on the line right now. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Rosé. I'm the one. I'm calling from New York City, NYC.
Okay, so we were talking about the R. Kelly docuseries, and I wanted to know everyone's opinion about the docuseries and just the whole situation of R. Kelly.
Well, all right. I watched it, and I watched it a few times. so I could really get the full understanding. First of all, there's always another side to a story. I would love to see his side surviving the lies. But long story short, I believe the parents played a big part. They know this man has different issues R. Kelly has. He likes young girls, very young girls. They still allow their very young daughters. Of course they want their daughters to, you know, because all of them have talent singing. And everyone, their parents are looking for a come up. I believe they use their daughters. And then they get what they thought they were going to get out of it, and now they're taking it to the public space. Was R. Kelly wrong for sleeping with them? Yes. But those girls, I don't think he told them hostage. I don't think he's brainwashing them. I think those girls want to be there. I don't think they want to go home to their parents. You got some girls, one girl, one lady was saying, her daughter has a call type 3 years. Her daughter's number still the same. She calls her, she don't answer. She texts her, she don't answer. Her daughter is where she want to be, and that's with R. Kelly. I think they really trying to, like, make this man into a villain.
Do you feel like if they were white women that he would have probably been arrested by now?
Oh, he's a big one. He's a big one. Hands down. Hands down. It's like, I don't know what it is, but black women, we are the least respected and protected out of all the races of women.
Would you still support R. Kelly's music career? Would you still listen to his music?
Yes, I was listening to his music last night, Seems Like You're Ready. I listened to Feeling On My Booty, Ignition. He's a very talented man. His gift, he has a gift. Talent can't be denied. And I'm not going to listen to his music because of his indiscretions. I will not. I don't have no hatred for that man. Everyone makes mistakes. There are plenty R. Kelly's in our neighborhood right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. I remember when I was younger. I'm not young no more. I'm in my 30s. When I was younger, how older men would chase me down. I was a teenager, older men would chase me. It's a lot of men that like young girls. At his birthday party yesterday, the cops came and served him a warrant. Like, I think this is going too hard on this man. These girls are not being held hostage. You know, people target successful people, and I believe he's being targeted because he's successful. But they went to his birthday party and served him with a warrant. You know, everybody's just like, oh, God. It's like, if I was him, I would want to leave this universe.
Yeah, but why would they wait till his birthday party? Why now is the big question. Why now?
Why would they hear all this a couple of days before his birthday? His birthday was Tuesday. You understand what I'm saying? And surviving our campus came on, when it came on Wednesday, I think I was at work Wednesday, Thursday.
It was last Thursday.
Last Thursday, a couple of days, I felt like, come on, like my birthday's Saturday. I couldn't imagine people just going in on me right before my birthday. I don't understand it. It seemed like everything was just orchestrated.
Yeah, like it fell into place.
People calling for RCA Records, which was one of the dopest regulators to be on as an artist, to drop him from the label. Oh, God.
Well, I want to thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you. Hi, the little queen.
Okay, so now I'm going to give my opinion and my thoughts on what I thought about the docuseries of R. Kelly. I think it was bogus. I really do. I feel like these new victims that have came out are not telling the truth. I feel like they're lying. Things that happened to him in the past, they may have been true, but he was found not guilty. But these new victims, like, why did y'all wait after so many years if he did this to you so many years ago? Why wait now? Like, why sit there and say he did all stuff to you now? Like, the one girl was 14 years old going to his trial. I was so mad at her. Where was your mom at? Why would you skip the school to go see a pedophile if you already knew he was going to court for it? That's what I don't understand. Like, it was so weird. The 33-year-old woman who now talking about she quit her job to go be with R. Kelly, and she got a book coming out. She's on TV shows doing interviews, and two of them actually have a book out. The other girl, the 14-year-old girl, got a book out. I just believe these girls are lying. It's money. It's all about money, 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 money. The Savage family, money. Like, it has to be. Like, it's no other, like, you went on Lifetime, national TV, making a fool of yourself. Talk about, you know, he did this to y'all. I'm not defending R. Kelly, and it may sound like I'm defending him. I'm not, but just, y'all, come on, watch it. Open your eyes and watch the show. I'm probably going to get so much backlash for this. I'm sorry. That's my opinion, and that's how I feel. You have your opinion. That's how you feel. I just feel like it's a lie. Like, I really do. Those people that went on TV, They probably played actors. And I feel like his wife was behind a lot of it. Like, I'm confused by her. One minute you're crying and you're broke down about him abusing you. And then you're happy or, you know, listening to his music and stuff like that. I'm kind of confused, Andrea, Andrea, whatever her name is. I'm really confused. But you know what? Again, it's my opinion. She don't know me. I don't know her. I gave y'all my opinion. I gave y'all my thoughts. And that's just what it is. It's fake. Lifetime is fake. And then I was like, well, maybe R. Kelly set the whole thing up too. Maybe he need money, so he put this together. It's a whole bunch of theories. I don't know. But right now, I think that those girls are lying. Y'all could be mad at me, not be mad at me. I don't care. It's my opinion. You have yours. I have mine. And that's what it's going to be. So let's jump back into this music with a hit song by Mr. R. Kelly himself. Again, Step in the Name of Love. And I know a lot of y'all know this song. Y'all dance to it at the barbecue, birthday parties, whatever it is. It's a fun song. Just step to it. Just dance to it. Two-step, turn around, spin around. Step in the Name of Love by R. Kelly.
Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa. Follow me. Chicago and them. Don Juan and them. Yeah. This is for y'all. The remix.
Said I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight.
Somewhere.
And I know somebody's gonna celebrate tonight.
Somewhere. I know
one thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
Then I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
I'm gonna
step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna
clap in the name of love.
Oh yeah,
clap in the name of love.
I'm gonna step
in the name of love.
Woo.
Step in the name of love.
In the name of
move
love.
In the name of love.
Yeah. Somebody breaking out the champagne somewhere, and you can be sure that
be sure
somebody's gonna make love night until the day. Oh,
one thing's for sure.
I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes,
then I'ma hit the door
and go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love,
yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Whoa.
Clap in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Said I'm gonna step.
Step in the name of love.
Ooh.
Step in the name of love.
In the name
prove
of
in the name love.
Love.
Yeah. Prove in the name of love.
Oh, I wait till somebody else gets up.
Yeah, I wanna be the first one to hit the floor.
So,
so tell the DJ to turn it.
So good, dancing to this remix makes me wanna step, cause it's a cut.
Step in the name of love.
Oh, babe.
Step in the name of love.
Go on.
Clap in the name of love.
Yeah.
Clap in the name of love.
Step in the name.
Step in the name of love.
Of love.
Step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna groove.
Move in the name of love.
Groove in the name of love.
Step, step, side to side. Round and round, dip it now, separate, bring it back. Now let me see you do the love slide.
Step by step, step
side to side.
Keep on stepping,
step it now,
step
round and
round,
side to
side.
Now let me see you do
the love slide. Step by
step, side to side. Round and round, dip it now.
Come on and step in the name of love.
Now let me see you do
the love slide. Step in, tell them that we did it for love, yeah.
Step, 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 step,
step on it, y'all. Yeah. Regina and George Daniels. I love you, baby. Now let me see you. Here we love. I see you. DJ Wayne Williams. Spinning the records. Make sure you spin this one, baby. All right. And last but not least, let's not forget the most talented man in the world on the guitar. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Donnie Lyle. Play on, player.
Queen on the Love Zone USA.com. Oh, yeah! is Grateful by Kelly Price. You know Kelly Price and R. Kelly and Mr. Big did a song together. Friend of Mine remixed one of my favorites. There's another song that Kelly Price and R. Kelly did together featuring Kim Burrell, Three-Way Call. So, y'all, it's sad to say, but it's hard to separate the man from the music. Like, we all know R. Kelly for his music. Like, he has 20 albums. Like, seriously, who can do 20 albums like that? Like, he's a musical genius. And his voice is like, there's nobody like R. Kelly. Again, I'm not defending him and the things that he did. But the story from Lifetime is a little bogus. Like, it's just so many different allegations, so many different things going on. Like, these women are now, you know, like, having albums come out. Like, Sparkle, that was on the documentary, she has an album that came out. Two of the girls have books. His wife is, you know, dancing and stuff like that. There's just so many things going on. And we got to try to separate the man from the music. A lot of people want R. Kelly to go to jail. He's been, you know, given a warrant. Someone came to his birthday party and gave him a warrant. I hear it's a fake warrant. I hear it's like so many different things. So many different YouTube videos going on about him and, you know, stuff that he does. I don't even know. I don't know where these people get some of the stuff from. One of the videos was talking about R. Kelly using pee as voodoo. I don't know. It's just so much. And then I heard a report that he's in the hospital because of, you know, panic attacks. I guess it's starting to get to him. I don't know if it's true or not. His kids are speaking out about him. This is just too much. This has been the trending topic for a week and some change now. Like, did we forget about the government being shut down? Hello. The government is still shut down. People are not getting their food stamps. You know, R. Kelly has been the big topic, and it's just so sad. Like, we all want to know what's going to happen, and it's sad. Lifetime just, like, they did a story about Aaliyah, and with the story about Aaliyah, they kept focusing on R. Kelly and Aaliyah's relationship, and more so, like, R. Kelly, like, they got something against him or something. Like, they really have something against R. Kelly. So, I don't know. Like, then I heard the producer from the show, she was kind of like saying it may be a little stuff behind it, BS behind it. Then the guy Torre, they interviewed him, one of the most famous interviews that he did. He had his own situation dealing with some sexual harassment. The one that hosted the show, the BT interview, what's his name, Torre? Crazy. So I don't know. I really don't know. I can't call it. I can't say. I don't want him to go to jail. It's hard to separate the man from the music. And again, this is just my opinion, how I feel. I got some more music to play. I got a new song from Paco. He's part of the Walls group. He has a song called Tell Me. And you heard it first here on the HHCC, the Hip Hop Christian Connection.
Yeah, I just want to lift you up. Gotten kinda heavy, let me switch it up. Shackles on my ankles, but I'm kicking dust.
Yeah.
I must readjust the focus, please. I need ya. I don't mean to make a scene, I just need attention. This ain't few and far between. Getting straight to the discussion. Hit me with the concussion. Yeah, I'm seeking out a love, and I can recklessly pursue without a hurt or repercussion.
Just tell me when to go. Just tell me when to go. Just tell me. Just tell me when to go. Damn. Green light, I've been cooling in the red. Spread through the signs, you left the stimulus in my bed.
Sad, I must confess, I missed on everything you said, and I was comfortably aware I wasn't pushing myself.
Signal me, yeah. When you're ready. Never in the kingdom, best believe I'm playing Freddy. Jesus, take the will, I need you to hold it steady. Cause I'm liable to make a move that's wrong and heck of deadly. Running just barely, yeah. Gotta clean it up, cause I'm on mission, on calling. Got my name suited up.
Yeah. Tell me when to go, and I'ma try to make it. This call is a Morocco, and I came here to shake it up. To break it down, cause you told me how to go the distance, gon' show. Cause when I get another call, I won't miss you. You gon' tell me when to go, and I'll say, God, just behold me.
Tell me when to go. Oh, tell me when to go. Oh, tell me when to go.
my steps, order my reps, flowing my breath. What I ingest, I want you to invest in. Where should I go? Tell me what's next. What should I know? Give me food for my Cabal's a rebel in this rebel's rhapsody.
Had to wait and listen on your will and actually had to give up on my willingness for apathy. And understand I'm living for who's coming after me.
Demons after me.
You're leading. Anything I work at, God, I know that you'll complete it. Fighting off the cold shoulders, not anemic. Tell me where it's going, God, I'm jumping over defense. Hopping off of defense, and in loop sequence. Running for my life, and it's apparent I can't pretend. What a friend I really made out of my father. Coach Carter, I'll go father if you tell me where.
Tell me where to go.
Tell me, I need you to tell me where to go.
Tell me where to go.
Tell me,
gotta need
tell
you.
Me.
Yeah,
God, tell me where to go.
Yeah, you heard right. It is corny joke time with your girl, Tasha Little Queen. So I got a corny joke for you. What do you call a nosy pepper? All up in your business. I got one more. What do you call a guy with a rubber toe? Roberto. I got jokes for days. I'm Tasha Little Queen, and thanks for listening to my corny jokes.
What would I do without you, Lord? When I'm in need, you always give me more. And every day there's an open door. We got a thing we don't want to court. And you made my tears fade away. So glad your love will stay. Cause I love you, Lord, I love you. And you show me Jesus, Lord.
So I am not stressing. Yeah, you lead up all of your way, so you know, Lord, that I am not guessing. You be my
my teacher, I study your word and pass out my tests. And if I get stuck on a question, I know it's an open book quiz. Will you forgive me for all of the things that I did? I know your presence is all in the place. I'm steady sick in your face. Do what you wanna do, say what you wanna say. Thank you for mercy and grace. You live in me and keep giving me energy. Help me to finish this race. And Lord, if we moving too slow, please let me know and we will pick up the pace. Cause I need your blessings, I need your blessings. Pour it out. Blessings, pour it out. I need your blessings. Pour it out. I need your blessings. Pour it out. I need your spirit. You know how I get when I feel it. You know how I get when I'm with you. I be feeling like there's nothing I can't do. So Holy One, come feel this atmosphere. You're welcome, draw me near. I wanna come closer to you, to you. The closer I'm near you, closer I'm near you. The louder I hear you, I say what you say like a puppet. But watch your pressing with buckets. I need your presence, I need to get it. Tell me you eat it. Keep it coming and coming, no limitations. Cocaine and vodka are imitations. You want the presence,
you want the presence.
You want his essence,
you want his essence.
You want that feeling, but you can only get it off in the spirit. You can't pop it, smoke it, or shoot it off in your veins. There's only one way to get it. You gotta call on the name. Jesus, I need you, I need you. I need your blessings. Pour it out. 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 I need your blessings. I need your spirit to. Yeah. I need your blessings, I need your spirit to. I need your blessings, I need your spirit to. Yeah. I need your blessings, I need your spirit to.
That was Poured Out by Mr. Canton Jones, who was also nominated for a Stellar Award. I'm your host, Tasha Little Queen, and you are listening to the HHCC, the Hip Hop Christian Connection, here on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, The Love Song USA, TuneIn, and Stitcher. This does conclude the end of my show, Separating the Man from the Music, Mr. Robert Kelly, or Kelly, everybody knows him as. And I just want to say thank you all for listening. And it's been real. Leave y'all with a nice tune. Happy people. Because that's what we want to be. Happy people.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.
This here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams. Put the record on.
Now what do you do
when a feeling has come over you?
You let go.
And what?
Let it take control.
Ladies, what do you say when a gentleman asks you to dance? You
say yes.
And then
get on the dance floor.
Even when it seems we're going through some hard times, what do we do?
Keep smiling.
Take away all your stress, tell me.
Music.
No other questions, you have passed my test. Happy people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep us
stepping.
Keep us stepping.
Stepping.
Happy people.
Happy people.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah,
keep us
moving.
I just wanna get dressed and go out, yeah.
Get dressed. I wanna go out. Can you tell me where the spot is?
Where the party is all night.
Yeah.
And everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
See you when your partner's.